kumsitz. It's a Yiddish word that means come sit. The word is used to describe an evening gathering where everyone sits together, be it on the floor or on chairs, and sing spiritually moving songs, or reminisce, or tell stories from the past, or discuss the present. Welcome to the kumsitz, right here on 101.9 High FM.
Und ein sehr guter, gesunder Morgen zu all unseren Herren. Sie gibt uns wieder viel Vergnügen, damit auch alle Menschen zu sein. Welcome to the Kumsitz on Chai FM, the home of Yiddish spirit and the Yiddish language. It's great to be with all our listeners on air again. My name is Hilton Kaplan, and my co-hosts today again are Judy Moritz and Shoshana and Ronnie Kaplan, Judy and the 3Ks. Here we are today, 30th of January 2025. Morgen ist dem letzten Tag von Chodes January. Zwei Wochen zu Zubishvat. Coming up on the Kumsitz today, the four of us will be bringing you an exciting and interesting show with a Kumsitz focused on the spirit of the Yiddish language. We would love to hear from you, so make a note of our contact details. WhatsApp us on 061-895-1019 or send us an email at onair@chaifm.com. Ronnie, I hope you've got some interesting and exciting stories to tell us in Yiddish, which we will translate as we go along. And later in the program, Ronnie will give us a number of English words to be translated to Yiddish. So stay tuned, because even if you don't speak Yiddish, you'll be able to follow us.
This is the Kumsitz.
Shoshana, give us a hint about your topic.
A guten Frühmorgen und a guten Rosh Chodesh alle unsere Mischpoche von Chai FM, was herzlich ein zu uns, Rosh Chodesh Schwat. Ich will erzählen, was passiert the 10th of March 2420 Jahre, dazu gewinnen, the 10th of March in 2024. Die ganze jüdische Welt und die ganze Welt zu gewinnen, sehr, sehr zufrieden, ein bisschen mehr als zufrieden, zu sehen, das neue Kind, was Reb Zvi Koschelewski hat gehabt. Reb Zvi Koschelewski gewinnt 88, als er gehabt sein erstes Kind. Nein, aber ich habe ein bisschen mehr zu sagen wegen das. So. Er hat... Er hat gedauert, und er hat nicht gehabt, ja, ich, he never gave up, he never had this way. Das gewinnt vor 65 Jahren, was er gedauert, für ein Kind. Und der Doktor hat gesagt zu ihm, kein Mal nicht wirst du haben ein Kind, alle Doktoren. So, du kannst verstehen, wie das gewinnt in dem Hospital, als er, als sein Weib hat gehabt, ein Kind. Sein Weib, das gewinnt der zweite Weib. Die erste Weib gewinnt seine Cousine und sie ist gestorben. Die zweite Weib, sie hat gerade mit ihr, sie gewinnt 50 und sie gewinnt 56, was sie gehabt, dem Kind. Und wir kennen Rav Zvi Koschelewski, weil er hat gewinnt bei uns in unser Haus ein paar Mal und gewinnt ein guter Freund von unserem Sprache. Unsere Tochter Ramona hat gewinnt sehr nahe zu ihm. Und als ihr Sinn war gegangen zu legen, zu füllen, bei der Kottel haben sie gegangen zu ihm verbrochen. Und ich habe ihn eingeladen, ihm als ein Gast zu kommen zu unserer Tochter Yehudit Chassana in Jerusalem. Und mein Gewalt hat ihm geduschen und er nicht gekommen. Und wir haben Zvi Koschelewski gewinnt, wir haben geduschen für Yehudit und Israel. So, what I've just said is that I am going to talk about Rabbi Zvi Koschelewski, who on the 10th of March 2024 was ecstatic with the birth of his child. He was 88 years of age, and he had been davening for 65 years for a child. All the doctors had said to him, you cannot have a child, it's impossible. But he said he never gave up. In Hebrew, that's in Yiddish, it's Yayush. He never had despair. He davened, he learned Torah, and then he was always besimcha, with tremendous emunah that he would have a child. I said that we have a personal connection with Rabatsi Krzyzelewski because he came to our home several times, and our daughter Ramona was very taken with the Rosh Hashiva. When her sons put on tefillin at the Kotel, she took them to him for brochas. And when our daughter Yehudit got married in Yerushalayim, we invited him as a guest, and we were waiting for the Masada Kedushin, who never came. And so he was Masada Kedushin for our daughter Yehudit. So what do we learn from the doctors in the hospital and the nurses were just, I mean, the excitement and the disbelief was incredible. And we learned from this, never to give up. Always have imun in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because no matter what the doctors say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the grace of the doctor, und er für die Welt. A grace and thank.
Unbelievable.
What a story. Yuckles, stickles.
Yeah.
Do you tell us as Maisa? Tell us a Maisa.
When a man in Israel, there are Sachmänner in Israel, but der man hat geschrieben Tefillin. And mezuzas. And it gemacht a leben, a schwacher leben, nicht zu viel Geld, a hin und a her, a gemacht Geld. But then immer zu gesagt zu ihm, du weißt was, geh in Amerika und du wirst können machen Geld. Geht er weg in Amerika, vor 3 Monaten, und er hat sich umgetum in alle Schulen hereingestellt, sein Namen, er macht Tefillin, schreibt Tefillin, und er schreibt mezuzas.
So, there was this fellow in Israel. He was
his name is Arya Leib.
Arya Leib. He was a writer of mezuzahs and tefillin. Specialized job, very specialized work. And unfortunately, he didn't make a great living out of it. He probably just made enough to survive. Anyway, one of his buddies said to him, "Why don't you go to America? There's a lot of people there who need to have tefillin and mezuzahs written. Then you'll be able to make a living better than what you're doing here." So off he went to America. He was there for about 3 months, I think you said, huh?
Yeah. And he had gemacht gute Geld. Umetum is gewinn sein Namen, alle Schulen. Es gemacht das Sachgeld. Er hat gesagt, gehen zurück in Israel. Geht er zurück in Israel. Und es hat 2 Wochen, ein Monat noch, kommen zurück in Israel. Sagt der Tochter, sie will Chasno haben.
So he was in America for 3 months and he made good money, and he decided to come back to Israel. Came back to Israel, and he came back and his daughter said to him, she wants to get married.
Hat sie gesagt, sie will Chasno haben. Sagt er, du weißt, ich will davon schreiben, mehrere Tefillin, ich mach das, ist mein einziger Chayuna. Was ich kenne tun, ich arbeite nicht den ganzen mit anderen Sachen. Ich schreibe Notfilen und Mezuzas.
So he said to his daughter, unfortunately, they haven't got enough money, not doing it well. I'm going to have to write a lot, many, many more myself, a lot more mezuzas and tefillin to be able to get support you to get married.
Geht er weg, 2 Chodeshim. It goes away 2 months. Sorry, I'm translating as well. Geht er weg 2 Chodeshim, and er sagt, er macht nicht kein Leben.
In Israel?
Yeah.
So 2 months got passed in Israel, and he sees that things are bad. He's not making a living. He's not writing any. Mezuzah is not writing any.
He's writing, but,
not enough. No. Not able to sell.
But a friend geklungen in New York, and a friend had gesagt to him, the base was, mein Freund ist jetzt geworden in Shomer Shabbos, und sein ganzer Mischpuche ist geworden in Shomer Shabbos, und sie dürfen oben fehlen, und sie gehen wegstellen, Mezuzas umetum in Haus. Kennst du gehen in Amerika das tun? Sagte ich, hab Stock, ich will schicken in Amerika, was ich hab.
So, he was struggling. So he called a friend of his in New York, and he said, told him the story. The friend said to him, look, I've got another friend of mine here in New York has decided to return to Judaism, him and his family, and they're all going to need mezuzahs and tefillin. He says, so what I suggest you do is come across to America, and you'll be able to supply them. He said, no, I've got a stock that I've got here in Israel. I'll send it across right away.
But he shipped the schere in America and he krogen the geld. So das ist gewinn, wenig, nicht genug Geld für alles Ding, was gedarft haben. Sagt der Freund weiter zu ihm, weißt du was, komm in Amerika, war noch ein Monat, und wir schreiben ein paar Tfilen, und wir machen das, wir machen genug Geld für die Chassene.
So he sent off all the stock that he had, and he got paid for it, but unfortunately there wasn't enough to pay for all the costs of the wedding. But he called his friend back in America and he told him the story again. The friend said to him, look, come to America for another month. You'll write more tefillin, more mezuzahs, and you'll be okay.
But I went to America and I went to Umutum dorten and I wanted to write and mention and I wanted to not give hazmanot, offers to hazmanot. Invitations to do some more writing, and he was geworden sehr enttäuscht.
So he went to America, but things weren't so good for him in America. Nobody was giving him any work, and some time went past, and he was very, very disappointed. That's okay. Disappointed.
That's right.
But before we have other disappointment, we need to have an ad break.
This is the Kumsitz.
Hat gewesen, als er gesagt hat, ich weiß nicht, was zu tun. Ein Sonntag im Frühmorgen, noch den Daben setzt er, dort steht acht Menschen in einer Tor.
So one Sunday morning, I'm still in America, he sees eight people standing in a line.
Das geht er sagt zu sei, was tust du da? Sagen sie, sie warten, dort ist ein Millionär in ein wenig und er ruft uns unsündig und wir geht da rein und wir fragt ihm, was für zu docken und er geht zu docken. Ich sagt, sei fein. Er geht, steht in Tor, kommt zu seiner Zeit zu reingehen, geht da rein dort und er redet zu dem Ballerboss, dem Millionär dort, sagt er zu ihm, was sagt der Millionär zu ihm, was tust du da? Du kommst von Israel, ich höre von der Weide, du sprach. Sagt der Junge, ich komme von Israel, ich darf Chassene machen, meine Tochter. Und ich schreibe Tfilen, und ich schreibe das, und ich tue das, aber ich mache nicht kein Leben. Und ich darf machen eine Tochter Chassene.
So, one Sunday morning, he sees these eight people staying alone. So he goes up to them and he says to them, guys, what are you doing here? He says, no, in this building over here, there's a millionaire, very generous chap, and we're waiting to be seen by him. As time goes on, he keeps on calling somebody in and we go and we speak to him and we walk away happy. So he decided he's going to go stand in the queue. Anyway, his turn comes, he gets called in by the millionaire. The guy says to him, well, what are you doing here? So he tells him the story about his life, that he's writing tefillin and parchments for tefillin and writing mezuzahs, and he just can't sell them, and that his daughter's getting married and he's short of money. So what happened, Ronnie?
He said, you come from Israel. He said, yeah.
He asked him, do you come from Israel? So he replied, yes.
He said, the first you come into America, kleiben Geld. He said, yeah. Sagte, du weißt was, wie viel wird kosten der Chassene? Gibt ihm eine Summe Geld. Sagte, du weißt was, ich, das wird sein Mann mit zu Heint, der auch zollen für der ganze Chassene.
So,
what a quickie.
The guy, the millionaire said to this fella, he said to him, tell me, how much is this wedding going to cost you? So he mentioned the number that it's going to cost him. And the millionaire turned around to him and he said, listen, let me pay for the wedding, and that'll be my mitzvah. Instead of buying mezuzahs, it'll be my mitzvah to pay for the wedding.
And does it passiert?
And that happened. Yeah. I just showed you that.
Sure. Well,
I think it's so good. I think it's so good that I think we need to have a song.
This is the Kumsitz.
So here we are, the three K's and Judy back on air to continue with the show. Just that song that we heard was the Song of Adon Olam.
Yeah.
And the Song of Adon Olam says, as the Eibishter fiat die Welt.
Amen.
As the
grace of
Balabos.
As the grace of Balabos.
So, Shoshana.
Okay, it says, a great show team, Am Yisrael Chai. Great song. And thank you, Basil, for the perfect... Okay. Basil, thank you. Thank you for that beautiful music. Okay. Dem meist wird passiert mit ein paar Monaten zurück in Jerusalem. Das ist gewesen vier Säge in der Früh, hat ein Siren angeheben in Jerusalem. Vier Säge in der Früh. Hat alle Eltern gedacht, neben die Kinder, alle schlafen dick zu dem Miklat. So this happened about a couple of months ago, that there was a siren in Jerusalem, but the timing was 4 a.m. in the morning. And so the parents woke up, had to get their children up to take them to the Miklat, to take them to the safe house. Noch eine Warnung haben sie gehört, noch eine Schau, aber sie gehört, dass kein Sache passiert. After about an hour, they said that they received the siren. They didn't know why the siren went off. Or went back to bed, start up a little bit more sleep. In ein Stub in Jerusalem, had aufgeweckt a junge Mädel von der Siren, und sie gesehen, als in ihr Platz ist Reach, smoke, und a Feuer kommt von der Kirche. So, in one of the houses of Yerushalayim, there was a young girl who got woken up by the siren. She saw that her whole house was full with smoke and that there was a fire coming from the kitchen. Hat sie gegangen, hindem pindem, zu ihr Vater und immer, und sie haben gearbeitet, alles zu... machen the fire. So she ran quickly to her parents and they did what they had to do to get the fire out. So mizet do vi ein mishpocha hat gewen geratet. The ganze Jerusalem wird gedarf aufstehen, also sei free in der free. Und ein mishpocha hat gewen geratet wird. Wir sehen wie teier alle Menschen von alle seinen. So the whole of Jerusalem had to wake up because this family had to be saved. And we see with the whole Maaseh, with the hostages, wie teuer ein Jid is. And as they gave them zurück, as they feel from the terroristen. Nu, mit der Jan wird es an gut. Thank you.
Hopefully today we'll see the release of some more.
Yeah. Ich habe gehört, als eine von den Mädchen, was kommt, Alois Heinz, sie hat gedacht kommen.
In Shabbos.
In Shabbos.
Aber sie nicht. Aber
sie, nein, sie gewählt.
Ja, sie hat gesagt, dass
sie
Shabbos
ist. Ja, sie hat gesagt, dass sie Shabbos und ich gehe nicht Alois. Ja. Und ihre Mama hat gekommen und gesagt, du darfst mit dem Vater, dass sie kommt, mit darf nicht sein, Machala Shabbos, hat sie gewartet für Heinz. Und mir zu sehen, wie sie Alois kommen.
Oh, please God, she'll be out. We got a message here from Carol. Heartwarming stories and best music ever. Adank, Carol.
Adank. Thank you, Carol.
Okay, so just goes to show that not my favorite saying, Stephen Adler's favorite saying. Mensch tracht und Gott lacht. But it doesn't work like that.
No, a Mensch tracht, aber Gott
tracht anders. And it just goes to show that even with Shoshana's story, that the sirens went off in Jerusalem and only one family was saved, but nevertheless, that was the reason. So here again we are today with a story from, with a message from Cindy. Hello Yiddish team, great stories and fabulous music today. Thanks. Shabbat Shalom, Am Yisrael Chai, love Cindy.
Guten Chodesh, thank you Cindy.
Yep.
Yeah, as okay. You guys is
yeah. So, talking about Rosh Chodesh,
yeah.
2 weeks' time is Tu B'Shvat.
Yeah.
Judy, have you got a? You want to tell us about your special song, or was that it?
No.
You've got a special one too.
This is given just one of the songs that Basil got for me.
Okay.
But this is about the Alibi sisters. There is a Ukrainian sister duo called the Alibi sisters that if you close your eyes and you hear them singing, you think it's actually the Barry sisters. And they are singing Papa Russin. What is Papa Russin?
Papa Russin is
cigarettes.
Cigarettes, yeah. It's a Yiddish song about cigarettes, about a little homeless orphan boy is selling cigarettes to survive, cold and hungry, and he's begging people that pass by to buy from him. Buy my cigarettes, dry those that rain forgot to wet. A cold night in a misty darkness swirls about. A boy stands and sadly looks around. Only a wall protects him from the rain. He holds a little trail in his hand, and he prays silently to each one that passes. Already I have no strength to move around the street, hungry and bedraggled from the soaking rain. I drag myself around from the day's beginning. Nobody wants my service. They all laugh at me and make fun of me. And it continues like that. And so please buy my cigarettes, buy them cheap. Believe me, buy and have pity on me and save me from starvation. Buy my matches, wonderful ones, the best, and with you will uplift your orphan child. Oh, it's a very sad song. And it's not really, but the way they sing it, it's something unbelievable. That
the ganze Herz.
Mit Herz and mit Neshoma. Ganze Sach. Nu gut, Kregele, mehr willen das Herren, Papa Russin.
This is the Kumsitz.
So here we are again, Hilton Kaplan, along with my co-hosts Ronnie and Shoshana Kaplan and Judy Moritz. To all our listeners out there, share your thoughts with us on any subject that you may wish to discuss. Let us know if you would like us to feature a particular song or even a particular topic in upcoming shows by sending us a WhatsApp on 0618951019 or an email from anywhere in the world at onair@chaifm.com. We'd love to hear from you, even if you just want to say hi. And Carol, please, it's lovely for you to be listening to us, but please don't tell us that you're sobbing. Carol says, I am sobbing.
From the song.
No,
about the song.
So, but it's supposed to be a Kumsis, Carol. Entschuldig mir, wie kann ich das tun zu euch?
Anyway, and then she just added another little note here. She says, watch BBC, the latest visuals. So there's obviously something happening that BBC is talking about. And
well, anyway. In the studio, we can't watch BBC.
Yeah. Carol, you have to tell us about BBC. So, Ronnie.
Yeah.
You got some Yiddish words?
Yes, yes.
Or English words?
No,
Wait. Before you go, I've got some English words that I have to throw in.
That's not bad.
Dis-Chem Wellness Clinic for Adults offers convenient and professional care to help you manage health risks. Whether you're having your regular wellness checks, such as blood pressure or cholesterol, Dis-Chem Wellness Clinics offer you a broad range of health screening services, including female health screening with pap smears, family planning, and pregnancy screening. Fast, affordable, and with care. Find your nearest Dis-Chem Wellness Clinic inside Dis-Chem Pharmacies. Better health starts here. Ronnie, your turn.
Yeah. When a person's stuffed with all their food and they're feeling well, what does it mean?
Ungestoppt.
Very good, Judy.
I was thinking of that word as well, seriously, really? But you got in first. I waited for Roger to finish.
Affenhack, sehr gier. Affenhack, very good.
Affenhack, yeah. Okay, what is to tour? Do you know you go touring?
Tour?
No.
This isn't to go a room.
And you go in a bus and you tour. What is it called?
Tour.
Mi fertige room.
No.
Yeah.
A room for it.
You
got it the other way around.
So
the Hilton.
And I said foreign, right? I didn't say something.
I will and foreign, yes. What's overcast?
Iver something. It's Iver. What's a cost?
Overcast, you know, in the rain.
What's gray? Groy. Groy after I said.
No, I think cloudy, maybe.
What's it?
Verwolken.
Verwolken.
Ich habe echt für einen, Ronnie, das ist für euch. A good friend is often better than a brother.
A guter Freund ist ein Amol besser für ein Bruder.
Beautiful. Oh, what a lovely long sentence. Okay.
What is to mislead somebody?
Verführen.
Very good, Hilton. You're good. Very good. What's a button?
A knobel.
No, it's not knobel. Knobel is garlic.
A knipple.
A knipple.
It's a knipple.
Very good.
But I was nearly there.
You're very good.
Yes,
you.
So I just don't a wear a knobel. A dog is sometimes more faithful than a child.
What?
Let's ask Shushi to do this one. A dog is sometimes more faithful than a child.
A Hund can sein besser, besser wie ein Kind.
A Hund is more getreu wie ein Kind.
Getreut wie ein Kind.
Sorry, just to interrupt, Carol said when I said watch BBC the latest visuals, Carol Z. She says more hostages being handed over, hundreds of thousands of people. They're not ours, though.
Not
ours. What happened is that for every hostage, for every civilian hostage,
30.
And for every military hostage,
50.
50.
And every woman, 50.
It's a woman, 50 as well.
Yeah.
Okay, the bottom line of it is that there's thousands of their hostages being released. For the couple of people.
Hast du gehört? Hast du gehört, dass einer von sei werden gehen zurück? Hast du gehört?
Ist das so?
Von den Terroristen. Er sagt, das ist eine Sachwesse von mir in der Jail. Ich habe gute Essen und ich kann lernen. Also ich hoffe, ich kann lernen ein Fach.
Ein Blatt Gemora, yes.
Nein, nicht ein Blatt Gemora. Aber sie können ein Fach.
We saw that
on the news that some terrorists said they don't want to go because it is much better for them in a Israeli jail because the food is good, the accommodation is excellent, and they can also have a profession. They can learn a profession.
Wow. How's this one, Ronnie? Try this one. A small woman can also have a big mouth.
A kleine Frau can have a große Maul.
Wow, you're so clever.
Okay, what's the candlesticks?
Leichter.
Very good. To wrap up?
To
wrap up a parcel.
To far. Mm-hmm. Binden.
Mm-hmm.
To vermacht.
Mm-hmm.
To chalemalutschka.
It's to far something.
Yickle-stickles, man. And a
come on, Ronnie, give it to
come
us.
Come on, give us the chalemalulu.
Einwickeln.
Einwickeln.
It's just like a green.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, you do this one. A liar must have a good memory.
Isn't that cute? Okay. So you've got that one now. Shouted.
Gewalt.
Gewalt is one word, yes.
Geschrien.
Geschrien, correct. Next two.
Leben. Leben.
Langsam.
Yeah, lang. The day before.
Nächten.
Früher. The Tag früher.
A Tag früher. Good, well done, Shana. The owner.
The boss.
Good. You see how quickly you are.
A fool remains a fool.
A nar bleibt a nar.
Bleibt a nar.
Bleibt
a nar.
And a fool needs a lot of shoes.
Shoes?
Ja.
Was?
Was
ist ein Narr?
Der hat das gesagt.
Der Doktor ist ein bisschen. Okay. What's to burp?
Grapes.
Very good, Shoshana. Very good.
Shoshana, you're on the ball, huh? Yickles.
Only son?
Einzige Sohn.
Nein, Jochit.
Ben Jochit is correct. Bring over.
Kum
Eberfirin is correct. What's a sugar bowl?
A zucker halter.
No, a zucker halter is one word.
A zucker chalamalulu. What?
It's a zucker tira.
Oh, my hat.
A tira is a halter?
Yeah.
What's brandy?
Brampfen. I got one.
A fool falls on his
back and braises. A fool falls on his back and braises his nose.
Anar fällt auf den Nase.
Fällt auf den Rücken.
I didn't.
Oh, but it's a breath the nose.
Okay.
The nozzle.
Okay.
Ja, sehr klug.
What's construction?
Bauen. To Bauen.
Of Bauen.
Of Bauen.
From where?
Von Wannert. Von Wannert.
Very good. What's brick?
It was a Han. No.
What's a brick? You know, I'll throw a brick at you. What is a brick?
Ich werde werfen a brick auf dein Kopf.
Nein. What's a brick?
A brick is a kick.
What?
Translate the other ones, you put a brick in.
A brick in is another Sache, yes. What's a brick?
Ich weiß es nicht.
We know what it is.
Ziegel.
A ziegel. Ziegel.
Yeah, it's a brick.
Oh, this is for me. A mirror can be the biggest deceiver. Mm. A spiegel
can sein.
Can verführen.
I look in the mirror and I say, guten Morgen. Don't look so bad today.
What's okay. Conclusion?
Tomorrow it's another.
What's conclusion?
Geendigt.
No?
Geendigt.
Can it be one? Geendigt could be one.
Dayenu?
The sof. The sof is in Hebrew.
Sof is correct.
Sof, excellent.
Really? Okay, what is to suffocate?
Zu sterben.
Versticken. Versticken.
Versticken.
Versticken.
Versticht.
Yeah, very good. Excellent. You people are very good.
Yeah, we are like champs.
I mean,
champs.
You from Brandy here. I mean, really. All of you drink here.
Wir sind in Jeden.
A bun on a lady's hair. What do you call it?
A shaitel.
No, a bun. A bun.
We need an ad break. So give him time to think for the ad break.
Okay.
This is the Kumsit.
So you can't work it out.
No?
None of you can work out what a bun is at the back of the hair.
No.
It's a Greek.
A what?
A Greek. G-R-E-K.
A Greek.
Yeah.
No, that...
So how would you say, oh, I have so viel feel for that Greek?
Yes, I'm Greek.
As long as...
Okay, tell me what's grapes.
Oh my God, I'm
yeah, you
we all know it.
You're all chachomim, yeah. Where's the grapes?
Oh my rib. I'm not...
It's not wine.
No.
Wine comes from grapes. No, what is grapes?
The Anfang von der Wein.
I'm telling you, I'm finished.
I'll tell it to you. Treuben,
yeah.
Okay.
Wow, well, I can't believe it. I cannot believe it that I forgot about Treuben.
I told you, people.
Yeah, that. Ronnie kriegt da ganz. How much did you get for Alphonse?
No more. Ich habe gegangen, wenn ich angefangen mit der Wein, ich habe zahlt 8 Cent a kilo.
Yes.
Du weißt, wie viel zahlt man jetzt?
Nein.
Gemacht 50 Rand a Kilo.
Alphonse Laval, ich gedenk das. Wie lange zurück?
50 Rand.
Ron, wie lange zurück ist er gewesen?
Mit 20 Jahren zurück.
Mit
20 Jahren zurück hat sie gesagt, mir ist 18 Jahre alt. Okay, I told you about that. Okay. The other one, in memory of.
Zikaron.
In Zikaron is correct. In the morning.
In the boke.
In the free. Very good, Hilton. The next one is. Wait, is it? Hope not no kapo vertado. You'll bald end the condo.
What's a fever?
A what?
A fever.
A hitscope
is a hothead.
Do you know what it says over here?
Yeah.
It's a fiber.
A fiber?
They're fiber.
Okay.
Was do a fiber?
A fever.
And then I couldn't believe it. Was a fiber? Of a store.
Yeah. What is catch? To catch?
To chap.
To happen.
Very good.
Or we might not have 5 rand notes anymore.
Hey?
A fiver is a 5 rand note or a 5 pound note.
I forgot to ask you last week.
I'll come and
what is a bima?
A platform.
A bima?
Yeah,
a bima is a bima.
I'm giving you the other word round. I want to know what it's in English.
That's where they come to put the Torah on.
Mm-hmm. But it's correct.
A platform.
Very clever, Milton.
I think we've got to change the program round. You've got to give us the words in Yiddish and we've got to tell you what they're in English.
Nein,
that means, oh, wow, is me.
Okay, I'll start with the first one.
All right, but yes.
I'll start the first one. What? Not correct.
Nicht richtig.
Verkehrt.
Nicht richtig.
Verkehrt.
Verkehrt.
Nicht richtig.
No, you've got to give it to us the other way around. You've got to tell us verkehrt and what does that mean in English.
How do you say 5 coins in a fountain?
Oh, it's geworfen a geld.
When ich tracht has Craig gesagt, es ist schon bald geendet.
Bald geendet.
Geben wir
noch mal zu machen mit den High-End in the Fies.
In Melchisham, das wird gehen gut mit den Hostages kommen zurück.
Ich schneide mit nur auf einmal und bei uns. Er geht, der was angefangen.
Er ist äußerst geweinlich.
Er macht mir die Hände mit den Füßen.
Okay, wir haben als ein Donnerstag, alle kommen zurück.
Heute ist Tov, to all of you.
It's time for us to say goodbye, Julian, the 3Ks. Next week, hopefully, we will be back with you at the same time and same place for the Kumsitz on 101.9 Chai FM. Goodbye and thanks to all at Chai FM, Craig in the studio, Kathy and the crew. Stay safe, drive carefully and enjoy yourselves. Shabbat Shalom.
Have a good day. Have a good day, everybody.
And in 2 weeks, time is Bishvat.
Pashas Bo.
Bov.
Bo, Bo.
Bo.
Come.
You know, it's incorrectly said. Bo means come. And there, it means go.
Yeah. So Mason, as I can,
as I can. No, Moses, Moses didn't have anything to say about it. It said the Sedra is bo.
Okay.
Come.
Because that's the first word.
And then there it says, God says, go.